morning, I couldn't get back in the bed. Got a whole lot of people counting on me to do just what I say. I might not have all the answers, but this I know for sure. I won't look back on past mistakes. A bright future is mine to make. This present moment I will change.
Oh my goodness, Seth Godin said, an idea is a lever. The right one can move a life. Grand rising, brilliant creators and freedom crusaders, welcome to the Grow Rich Mastermind on this Good News Network. This is a place where ideas are welcomed, imagination is awakened, and possibility expands. As we explore today's reading from Think and Grow Rich, we're reminded that ideas are the true seeds of opportunity. When imagination combines with knowledge and purpose, those ideas can become organized plans that transform lives. And that's the beauty of this mastermind. Sometimes a single idea shared in the right moment becomes the lever that lifts someone to a whole new level. Today, we're grateful to have a guide who's been walking this path with dedication and insight. And that's Albie, and I can't wait to hear what he's going to be sharing with us today. Albie Derbyshire lives in Pasadena, California with his lovely wife, Jeanette, and he has two grown children, Joseph and Juliet. Albie spent 20 years as a teacher pouring his heart into working with kids, but when his school lost funding and he lost his job, he saw it as a turning point and an opportunity to create a life of freedom and one where he could work from anywhere and travel the world. With that dream in mind, he dove in head first. But despite years of effort, the results didn't come until 2018 when he crossed paths with a millionaire mentor who changed everything. This mentor showed him, This mentor showed him that success wasn't just about joining the right program. It was about learning the right skills. And once he truly committed to developing those skills, the results began to shift from making sales once or twice a month to once or twice a week and eventually every single day. While he's still on the journey toward full freedom, the momentum is real and so is the excitement. Looking back, he now sees that it wasn't just about the skills, it was also about the relationships built along the way. That's why he values this call so deeply. It's not just about what you're learning here. It's really about the connection, the community, and helping each other grow. So, my friends, it's your turn. I'm going to unmute the lines. Please tell me your name and where you're calling in from.
From the slush fund.
Welcome, welcome. Who's out there?
Lori Sue, it's Albie, Pasadena, California.
Grand Rising family is Angela Amazing from Northern California.
Angela Amazing.
Awesome,
you're
awesome.
Amazing.
You're amazing too. Was I muted?
Yeah.
Everyone,
did I get to introduce you?
Ohio.
All right.
Heard you just fine,
Lori.
Hello, everyone.
Oh, thank you. Arnita, good to hear you.
Good morning.
Arnita, what's
good
going
morning.
On?
Good morning. Stephanie. Awesome.
Good morning.
Hey.
Enthusiastic.
Wow.
There she is. Damn.
Good morning. Ursi from Ohio.
All I can hear is somebody talking. Are you there, Albie?
Still there, Lori Sue?
Yep, I'm here.
We were waiting for each other.
I know. You're good to go.
Okay, awesome, awesome. Thank you, Lori Sue. You're wonderful. Thank you. Good morning, everybody. It's as dark as night here in California, but I'm sure somewhere the sun is shining. So that's wonderful. I always love when the sun comes up and shines its light in your eyes, and you feel like, oh my gosh, it's a new day, and exciting things are happening, and you wake up with a fresh vision and happy about things that are in your life, hopefully. And I really appreciate everybody coming on this call this morning. It means a lot. And, you know, it's really about all of us. You know, it's really about all of us. And every week, you know me, I always talk about some of the same things and things that really motivate me. And things that really motivate me is you guys. You know, I like to think about you guys being like, you know, us being Nero. Around a fire, talking to each other out, you know, out camping or something, hanging out, sharing, smiling, hugging, talking, and helping each other grow. And that, to me, is what this call is all about. And let me just share a couple things about what this call really is about, in essence. And, you know, freedom is one of those things. You know, freedom through principle-centered leadership, which is really awesome. You don't hear that one every day, do you? Principle-centered leadership. So we get together daily, Monday through Friday. On the East Coast, it's 9 o'clock. On the West Coast, it's 6 o'clock. So really depends where you are or what time it is. In Hawaii, it's 3 o'clock. What, 3 o'clock in the morning? Holy cow. I know Sasha got up really early to get on this call, so that was really, really awesome. And then let's see here. So we are here to help each person develop prosperity consciousness, right? And, man, where do you get on a call to learn that? I never even heard of that before. Let's see. Develop prosperity consciousness to learn and act like wealthy people think and act, right? That's really cool. I really love that. So how are you guys feeling this morning? I hope you're feeling amazing. I hope you're excited. What we're going to do is we're going to try to step into new levels of freedom here today, right? Learn some things, be that light to each other, help each other grow, let each other know how important we all are to each other. And, you know, grateful to be alive, right? I mean, that's what the sun coming up in the morning does for me. It makes me grateful to be alive. That's actually one of the first things I say to myself when I wake up in the morning is, you know, thank you for the gift of this new day, because it really is. It's a gift, you know, and not to be taken lightly. It's actually priceless, you know. So sometimes you wake up so fast thinking about what you got to do and all the different things you have to do in the day, and you forget how priceless the day is. You forget this day is never going to come back. You forget that, you know, not 1 hour of your day you're not going to be able to retract that, not one single hour. Every hour is priceless. If you suddenly realized you only had a few hours left, you would be like, every hour would be worth all the money in the world to you, right? So every hour is priceless. So we have to remember, sometimes we get up so fast we forget that. And it's like, to me, that's almost a sin. I mean, if you want to look at it that way, it's almost like, wow. You know, so sometimes it does a lot of good to get into a habit of remembering first thing in the morning how important your day is, remembering that this day is a gift, right? So so anyway, if you guys want to make this the best mastermind ever, let's unmute the lines, if you wouldn't mind helping me, Lori Sue. You're amazing on that end. and unmute the lines, and everybody go ahead and let us know. Start this news.
What's up, LB?
Good morning. Good morning.
Hey, Paul. What's going on? Exciting things are happening.
Let's go. Oh man, I love this call. I love hearing from all you guys. I love hearing how excited you are. I love the, you know, like if you were sitting around a bonfire all by yourself, that's definitely not the same as sitting around a bonfire with all your friends. there's a big difference, isn't there? I mean, sometimes, you know, I'm a little bit of an introvert. Sometimes it's nice to be by yourself, but sometimes it's not, and you have to have the right balance, don't you? All right. So I just want to welcome everybody, especially I want to welcome the first-time listeners. We have some things for you if you are new to this call, or even if you're not new and you haven't got these things, then we want to give you them. So we have what's called a Grow Rich Mastermind Collection gift, and we have tons of books and all kinds of things that have been life-changing for us in there. And all you have to do is just reach out to your sponsor or whoever brought you in and just say, hey, do you mind passing me along that gift? And we can do that. And you know what? You can actually, inside that gift, you can actually connect with it and find the information for the replay. You can find all kinds of stuff in there. You can find out you can find the book of the month that we're reading. Not only that, but you can find the book that we read every day in here and what the enemy of character is. And this month, the enemy of character is a really, really, really interesting one, but one I'm a little bit scared of. It's called hypochondria, because I've met people that have that, and they just constantly, I'm not judging here by any means, because we all have things we got to work on, don't we? But, you know, I've met people that constantly think they're coming down with something, or they're always sick, or there's always about to be sick. And then, you know, Paul yesterday was talking about not only affecting your mind as far as your sickness, but, you know, your attitude and other things in your life. You're constantly thinking, you know, negative, and it's constantly pushing you down, if I knew an enemy of character, that's one right there. And so I just want to encourage you guys. The gift that we give you guys really has got a lot of really great stuff. And so don't forget to get that. All right, let's look at a couple of things here we need to get. So freedom, we have a Freedom Fest every year. And I love talking about this because this is where you can actually participate in that that fire, if you want to call it that, where you all get around the fire. You know, last year it wasn't exactly a fire we got around, but we all hung out and sang songs and shared different stories and things that meant something to us, and it was really wonderful. It was kind of like being around that fire. And if you want to find out more about that, you can go to hbafreedomfest.com, and that's going to be on, that's H as in Howard, B as in boy, and A as in apple, hbafreedomfest.com. And let's see here. We're going to have somebody read the Major Definite Purpose Self-Confidence Formula this morning. And I'll tell you what, I keep telling you guys every week about how important this is. But every day I get inside my app, and if you need to know more about that app, just ask your sponsor too. But inside that app, I read that every day, and I'm like, man, this is so powerful. And, you know, we read it every day on the call, Monday through Friday, but when you read it to yourself, sometimes it really helps it come alive, you know. And this is a spiritual call, and it's not a religious call, but I tell you what, there are books out there that can just, that the words just jump out at you. And that's what the Bible does for me. That's what books like that are inside of this collection do for me. You know, like Think and Grow Rich. And I'm going to talk about some of those books this morning a little bit later. But right now, I want you guys to pay attention how amazing the words, some of these words in this major definite purpose are. And so who would like to step out and say my major definite purpose this morning? Lori Sue, if you wouldn't mind opening the line, all you have to do is press *6, and you can do that. And thank you so much.
Yep, we're ready for some awesome person to step up and to hear your spirit.
Hey, good morning.
Awesome.
Good morning. Is this Ralph?
Good morning. This is Ralph. Yes, all set to go.
All right, Ralph, go ahead. Take it away.
All right. Hey, good morning, everybody. My major definite purpose. By the blank day of blank, I will have in my possession my goal, which will come to me in various amounts from time to time during the interim. In return for this money, I will give the most efficient service of which I am capable, rendering the fullest possible quantity and the best quality of service in the capacity of Freedom Crusader. I believe that I will have this money in my possession. My faith is so strong that I can now see this money before my eyes. I can touch it with my hands. It is now awaiting transfer to me at the time and in the proportion that I deliver the service I intend to render for it. I am awaiting a plan by which to accumulate this money, and I am following that plan as it is received. Self-confidence formula. First, I know that I have the ability to achieve the object of my definite purpose in life. Therefore, I demand of myself persistent, continuous action towards its attainment. And I here and now promise to render such action. Second, I realize the dominating thoughts of my mind will eventually reproduce themselves in outward physical action and gradually transform themselves into physical reality. Therefore, I will concentrate my thoughts for 30 minutes daily upon the task of thinking of the person I intend to become, thereby creating in my mind a clear mental picture of that person. Third, I know through the principle of auto-suggestion, any desire that I persistently hold in my mind will eventually seek expression through some practical means of attaining the object back of it. Therefore, I will devote 10 minutes daily to demanding of myself the development of even more self-confidence. Fourth, I have clearly written down a description of my definite chief aim in life, and I will never stop endeavoring until I shall have developed sufficient self-confidence for its attainment. Fifth, I fully realize that no wealth or position can long endure unless built upon truth and justice. Therefore, I will engage only in transactions that benefit all whom they affect. I will succeed by attracting to myself the forces I wish to use and the cooperation of other people. I will induce others to serve me because of my willingness to serve others. I will eliminate hatred, envy, jealousy, selfishness, and cynicism by developing love for all humanity, because I know that a negative attitude towards others can never bring me success. I will cause others to believe in me because I will believe in them and myself. I will sign my name to this formula, commit it to memory, and repeat it aloud at least once a day with full faith that it will gradually influence my thoughts and actions so that I will become an even more self-reliant and successful person. Thank you.
Awesome, Ralph. That was really great. I just took in those words that you read this morning and drank them in. So thank you so much for sharing them. If everybody wouldn't mind, come on. Thank you, Ralph.
Good job, Ralph.
Thank you, Ralph.
Thank you, Ralph.
We believe in you, Ralph. We do. We believe in you, Aaron. You're awesome. That was perfect. You know, when I first read that, the my major definite purpose, I thought it was all about money. And it does talk about money at the beginning. But, you know, if you keep reading through there, there's some really important things in there. The very name of it is called My Major Definite Purpose. So your purpose doesn't always have to be money, but I'll tell you what, money is probably involved, isn't it? Because if whatever your major definite purpose is, there's money always has a place. And so I think it's important to realize to have a balanced understanding that whatever that purpose is, that money is important part of that as well. So anyway, thank you so much, Ralph. You're awesome to come out and do that for us this morning. I'm going to share a few thoughts with you guys today that I was trying to share with you guys last week, but I got so carried away with what I was talking about that I didn't even get a chance. So let me get into it this morning. Inside, you know, you guys know, huh? If we had a test question, you guys probably all get it right. What book am I going to talk about today? not a hard question for some of you, right? So there's a book that has changed my life called The Greatest Salesman in the World. And there's actually part one, there's actually book one and book two. And these books have really made a huge difference in my life. And I'll tell you why at some point here. But before I do, I want to share with you one of the principles that inside these books. There's actually in both books, there's 10 scrolls. In book one, there's 10 scrolls. And in book two, they're called scrolls too, but they're called vows. I think there are 10 vows. And one of the vows inside of the book two is the power of enthusiasm. And the power of enthusiasm, when you read that chapter, I just wish I could just read the whole chapter to you because it just, I don't know, that whole chapter just jumped out at me like, and I said to myself, after I read that chapter, I said, wow, I said, what have I been missing out on my entire life? I felt like after reading that chapter, like my whole life, I just wish I had read that chapter, like at the beginning of my life or something, because it talks about the power of enthusiasm is so great that it can move, you know, quote unquote worlds. You know, it says it's one of the most powerful things in the world, and it says no, every single thing that was done that was great in this world was done with the power of enthusiasm. And if that doesn't wake you up, I don't know what will, because enthusiasm is your secret power. Now, last year at Freedom Fest, we had our two friends from, I think it's Costa Rica. Maybe I could be wrong. Amy Stardown is going to get mad at me if I forgot their names. Dirk. Oh, yeah, Dirk and Ariel. Muriel. There we go. They were actually hosted a call last year, and that was really great to get to know them a little bit better. And also, I got to know them at Freedom Fest, too. And Muriel actually had a life-changing speech last year about to be your superpower, to find out who you are and to be it. And I was like, wow, that was really good. Well, power of enthusiasm is kind of like pulling your superpower out of your bag of who you are and allowing it to run free. Right? And man alive, that just takes me away. I can't get excited enough about how that can change your life if you can allow yourself. Now, you know, it says inside that the scroll number, I forgot what scroll it is. Actually, it's scroll number 3 inside of the second book. It talks about that, you know, some people can be enthusiastic for a day or two, and some even people can even be enthusiastic for a week. He says, but how can you be enthusiastic? How can you pull in the power of enthusiasm on a daily basis, right? And the interesting thing about that is that it doesn't really give you a lot of the answers. It gives you some, but if you actually dial back a little bit, and you went to scroll number, I mean, you went to the 10, the greatest salesman in the world, number 1, okay? and the first book, the 10 scrolls, don't really talk about enthusiasm per se. You know, not one of them, not scroll number 1 or 2 or 3 or 4, really say, you know, how important enthusiasm is. But they all give you clues about it, and so does Napoleon Hill in the book called Think and Grow Rich. And I'd like to share a few of those little insights that you meet along the way that has to do with enthusiasm. So in the first book, The Greatest Salesman in the World, the second scroll, it talks about the power of love, right? Let me just share with you 4 things that I just started saying to myself when I first woke up in the morning. And I think one of my mentors had told me that when you wake up in the morning, it's almost like you can go down 2 paths, right? You can go down the amazing path, or you can go like what Brett talks about, going down the psychopath, right? The amazing path or the psychopath, right? And the psychopath, when you hop out of bed, not really thinking about your day, running like wild crazy person, and really just taking the day for granted, right? The second person says, oh no, I'm not getting out of bed until I have, you know, said, you know, told God how grateful I am to be alive. This one of the second things I tell myself is that this is not a religious call, it is a spiritual call. So I'm going to try to pull out their spiritual card this morning, like I told you guys last week, and I never really did. But you know, one of the first things I tell myself is that I am in God's love, and I love that because I feel part of who God is, and part of who God is to me is unbelievable. Unbelievable is the right word. Unbelievable, unconditional love, right? And there's something really powerful about love. It just transforms your life if you allow it to, doesn't it? And so in the first book, in scroll number 2, it actually talks about love for the whole scroll. The whole scroll is about love, all right? And it's just really awesome. But in scroll number 6, it talks about your emotions. It says, I'm a master of my emotions. And this is where if you kind of almost have to bring both books together to get the whole picture. Because in the second book, it doesn't really talk about how do you perfect that enthusiasm? How do you keep that enthusiasm going? But in the first book, it talks about how if you can be a master of your emotions, you can actually keep that enthusiasm going. And it doesn't say it exactly like that, right? But it says throughout the day, you know, you go from points of sadness to joy, right? From exaltation to depression, from happiness to melancholy. And isn't that interesting, right? Because I'll tell you what, a lot of times that's my life right there. You know, one moment I'm so excited, and the next moment I'm just melancholy and thinking about everything and not really feeling all that amazing at all, you know. So how do you take control of that, okay? And well, one of the things that it talks about is it says, you know, if I'm sad, you know, I will sing. If I'm depressed, if I'm sad, I will laugh. There we go. If I'm sad, I will laugh. And if I'm depressed, I will sing. I think those are really interesting. If I'm depressed, I will sing. So it basically says to direct your mind where you want it to go, right? And it says you can either live your day with brightness and joy and enthusiasm. That's the first time it actually mentions it in the first book, the word enthusiasm. Brightness and joy, enthusiasm and happiness, and allow your day to be a happy day and a successful day. Because without joy and happiness and brightness, you're going to bring what it says, darkness, gloom, darkness and gloom, right, to your day. And it says it's going to be a failure because you're not, everybody that you touch is going to feel that darkness and that gloom. And wow, does that get you or what, right? Because we all affect each other by how we feel. And it says, I will be master of my emotions. Wow, that's really awesome, right? Master of your emotions. And if you can become master of your emotions, then you can pull out enthusiasm on a daily basis, right? And that is so, so powerful, isn't it? So I really hope that helps you this morning. I want to read just a little bit. Let's see, what time is it? Oh my gosh, it's 6:28 already here. Wow. I guess I'm going to have to forget the, well, I'm going to read really quick. Let me just share just a little bit of this with you because it's so powerful that I want you guys to at least have a little touch of it. All right. It says, failure is no longer my constant companion. The nothingness, isolation, powerlessness, sadness, vexation, and despair of the past have vanished since that day not so long ago when I remembered how to smile. Already others are reflecting my smiles and my caring. I share the candle of love and happiness gladly. And check this out. Always will I bathe my days in the golden glow of enthusiasm. It says, enthusiasm is the greatest asset in the world. Its potential value far surpasses money, power, and influence. Single-handed, the enthusiast convinces and dominates the world, the wealth accumulated by a small army of workers would scarcely raise a tremor of interest. Right? Enthusiasm tramples over prejudice, opposition, spurns inaction, storms the citadel of its object, and like an avalanche, overwhelms and engulfs all obstacles. Isn't that crazy? Man alive. After I read this chapter, I just wanted to I just said, what have I been missing in my life? So anyway, I hope you guys enjoy that. That is actually from vow number 3 in the greatest sales in the world, number 2. So before I completely go off the tracks here this morning, it's actually 6:30 already my time, 9:30 you guys Eastern time. So I have completely missed our reading our book this morning. I even had it already, and I'm so sorry about that. So I think what we'll do is we'll just leave off completely with the book this morning, and I really apologize on that one because I completely missed the time. And I usually do, and that's not so great. That's one of the character enemy of quality is trying to learn how to stay on track, right?
KLB.
But I know, yeah. Go ahead, Lori Sue.
Hey, I was looking at the reading, and it looks like there's only maybe 3 or 4 paragraphs, maybe even less, just to finish out the chapter.
Okay. Great. Okay. So I think we're on, what, page 155?
155 at the bottom where it says, if you have the imagination.
Okay. Let me get there really quick. 155. Thank you, Lori Sue. I appreciate that.
You're
Why
welcome.
Not?
You can finish up chapter 5. Perfect.
Let's do that. And you can actually see this book comes from the gifts that we want to give you, right? So it says, right where it says, it must not be supposed?
Keep going down. If you have the imagination.
If you have the imagination.
Written in big. Yeah.
Oh,
right there.
Okay. If you have the imagination. Thank you, Lori Sue. You're awesome. If you have the imagination and seek a more profitable outlet for your personal services, this suggestion may be the stimulus for which you have been searching. The idea is capable of yielding an income far greater than that of the average doctor, lawyer, or engineer whose education required several years in college. The idea is saleable to those seeking new positions in practically all positions calling for managerial or executive ability and those desiring rearrangement of income in their present positions. And I'll stop there at the top of 156. It's one paragraph down, and I guess if you reread that, it won't matter. So, it's kind of a little bit of a different subject today in here, and I would have probably had to read a whole page just to get kind of where it's going. But I hope you guys will get that gift that we have for you guys, so you can finish off reading this awesome book. So, thank you so much, Lori Sue. And before we transition to the next part of our call, which is the most exciting part of the call, is where everybody gets the chance to come out and hang out and share a little bit about, you know, their life, what they think, and make connections with everyone. And that's what masterminding is about, is really bringing what I call that little bit of a spark between you and I into the call. And a lot of people, you know, they get kind of shy, right? They get kind of shy and they don't come out. And I just want to encourage you guys, it's not about what you say. It's about just being there and saying hello. And so we can all get to know you. You know, let's see who is around the fire this morning, right? Let us see your smile, so to speak, over the phone. All right, so this is a non-company specific call. That means that we don't really talk about companies on this call. No company names. System names. We're not really going to be talking about what cool systems we use and business leaders' names. Not so much, unless those leaders are actually part of the call. And this is a spiritual mastermind, but it's not a religious mastermind. So please avoid dogmatic religious terms and ideas as much as possible, and good vibes only, no controversial politics and news. So thank you so much for keeping those guidelines. We're going to come out. You have about 3 minutes each person. That way we all have a chance to say hello and share, and let's open the floor. Thank you so much, Lori Sue. Just have to press *6. And you will be able to share whatever you like. Come on out.
Albie, it's Gail.
Hey, who's this again?
Gail. No one's ever going to accuse you of having a lack of enthusiasm. I think you've got it, my friend.
I'll bet you my wife can find a time, though.
As my husband with me, yes, I can totally understand that one. Anyway, oh my goodness gracious, you did cover a lot of material this morning, though, and especially with the emotions, and it would be so great I think if people practice their strength and their power to handle their emotions and without drugs, I know sometimes, some people actually have a chemical imbalance and things like that, and that's all doctor stuff. I don't claim to be a doctor.
Right.
I don't even play one on TV. But I had the funeral last Friday, and my friend, she was 80. She just turned 80, and she had a big, she had a wonderful, she was very personable, very enthusiastic in her way. She was from Louisiana, so she had a little twang about her all the time and would mess up words, according to us. It would be in Creole or something. But she was, people came that used to work for her or with her. We in Rochester have a huge a corporate presence with, Xerox and Kodak and General Motors. And, we have all the big, companies here. And she worked there. So she had quite, the whole church was filled. And, one of the girls after, how you go ahead, the little funeral there, and then they sometimes go into another area, like in the basement or something, but where you have treats, and people can all talk and mingle and, get together. So they had a little thing where you take a little path outside and go to another building. So we were there. And one of the girls that came up to me, because I've known this lady, since I was 16. She was my first boss. And so I lived her whole life with her. And so I knew a lot of people that she worked with, a lot of people that were there, and her neighbors and that kind of thing. And one of the girls came up to me. Her name was Sherry. And she goes, "Oh, my gosh, Gail." Blah, blah, blah. And she told me, she goes, I have anxiety, so I'm taking this drug, and I couldn't get the emotion. I couldn't feel the emotion. And, but she said, "I miss her so much." And I'm thinking, what? Like, you're taking a drug that won't let you feel emotions? Like, I'm thinking, I was like dumbfounded. And I'm like, what the heck? I would stop that drug right away. And it's so sad. That was just a really sad, I couldn't believe it. It still bothers me, what is happening to this society. And, I have always, tried to be the change, I want to see in the world, which is, happy and just full of joy. I mean, I think that I wake up every morning thinking I'm a miracle. I didn't create myself. And all I can do is, use the power of the mind and, and the soul. The only thing I can control is my thoughts. I have to be able to control my thoughts. So if I am going down the wrong road for any way, shape, or reason, I have to pull that back and, slap myself in the face. Say, okay, get it together, gal. this is not you. You need to use your superpower. And I think probably how Muriel was talking about our superpower, it is our personality, our mind, all this that we teach, that we learn every day. And, it makes life so much easier for us and others. You just don't want to go. When you go into this grocery store, like my husband always tells me, I change the atmosphere in the store because I'm saying hello to everybody. I might give them compliments. He goes, "Do you know that lady?" "No, I don't know that lady at all." He goes, "Oh, my gosh, I thought you knew that lady." Or, and people are happier. And that energy is so important. And that's why this call is so important. It is changing lives. And you can, by the power of your thoughts, change your life. And so keep coming back to this call. We have a wonderful community of like-minded people, and it's really great to have new people coming on all the time. And we appreciate you, Albie, and all the speakers and all the people that share their lives with us and help us. You could never say you don't have content to put out. When you come to this call, you already got content for the day. So tomorrow I'm going to be speaking, and this came to me because I'm going to be speaking about, the specialized, knowledge, because it's so important. And I thought, what does it actually mean So I did a little research on that, and I'm going to talk about that tomorrow. So you guys, I will see you tomorrow, or tell me to talk to you anyway. And I can't wait to hear what everybody else has to say. I hope I didn't go over my 3 minutes. Sorry. Okay, back to you, Albie. Thank you.
Oh, Gail, that was really awesome. I love that. Just soaking in all the energy that you're talking about. That's amazing. And wow, you know, those are some where to begin on sharing what you shared. that's really really awesome, Gail. And you know, the funny thing is that you know, inside of the Think and Grow Rich, it talks about faith. You know, and it says your faith. It says enthusiasm is your faith in action, right? And wow, that was really great. Thank you, Gail. All right, so who wants to come out next? Just go ahead and press *6. We can't wait to hear from you.
What up, Albie?
Hey, Booker.
What up, Albie?
Yeah, Booker, you have inspired me with your enthusiasm from the very, very moment I met you.
Oh, man, LB, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you great.
Okay, good. Yeah, because I got this new vehicle, and I'm still on the features, but I'm going to just tell you, man, whenever I go into a business, I always look at the employees. And we was, you know, we was driving the day. I'm going to see my uncle because he said he don't travel anymore. So I said, you know what? We're going to travel to see you. And that's one thing we got to really do. We got to see people because it may be the last time we see them, and we have to have those memories and no regrets. But anyway, we was in this station. It got this beaver as a logo, and we came in there. And as soon as we came into the door, everybody say, welcome to Bucky's. They say no company name, but I already said it. So the people were so happy. Now, this was like 6 o'clock in the morning, LB. So the moral of the story is you can always change the atmosphere, but one thing I know, if you treat the employees right, they're going to treat the customers right. And I'm going to just tell y'all, make sure y'all take y'all vacation time because some of these jobs will work you to death. Even if you got your own business, take your time off, man, because you don't want to be burnt out. And like they say, if you don't take your, what they call it, your paid time off, you're going to have to take your paid time off because you're going to be so stressed out, you know. And LB, I got my wife with me, and she would listen to the call, and she said, who is that? I said, that's LB. What up, LB? What up, LB? And the reason... You know, LB, the reason my energy is so high is because I take my time off, y'all. Do not let these companies work you to death because they will. With that being said, hey, I'll see y'all at Freedom Fest. Say something, baby. I'm LB, too. She said she's LB,
man.
Too.
They always tell me when I was working.
Yeah, my wife, her initials are Linda Brown, so her name is LB, too. But, LB, I'm going to tell you, life is good, man. Make sure y'all enjoy life because when it's over with, the only thing you're going to have is memories. And you don't want to have them regrets or I should have did this, I should have did that. Believe me, these companies, they still going to be around. And, oh, Gail, hey, I remember Gail, she was like, oh, my liver. You know what? We changed the atmosphere. So y'all come back tomorrow. And I'll definitely see y'all on Monday when we're going to tear it up. Go to Freedom Fest. Let's go.
Oh man, Booker, you were awesome, man. You we could have added a whole another chapter to the greatest salesman, huh? Don't forget to take the time off, right? That should be another book.
That's it, because that, you know, and then to your family, they be looking like, you know, you say it was gonna go to vacation, but you ain't got no money. That's another story, LB. Get it by Monday. All right, back to you, LB.
Oh, man, Booker, you're amazing. I love it. I love every second of it. Yeah, that's really great stuff, Booker. And you know what? I wanted to say on just one little note about what Gail said, you know, about, you know, drugs that affect your mood and affect how you feel. I know my mom, she was bipolar, and the drugs would affect her mood and would take, she used to say, you know, because of the things that she would take because of bipolar, it would affect that she couldn't write poetry anymore, and she really loved writing it and reading it, and it affected her emotions. And it's like, that's just crazy when you read that kind of stuff, because your moods are so important to be able to control them and be able to, you're literally, like it says, you know, you can either live on the brightness and the joy side, or you can live on the depressed side. So I want to try to stay on the happy side. All right, who's next? Come on out, press *6. It's real easy. You just have to do it once, and you got it down. Appreciate you all, guys. So come on out.
Hey, Albie, it's Ralph again.
Hey, Ralph.
Hey. Long time no hear. Hey, I just wanted to hop on and say that, you know, this is just what I needed this morning. I was, man, I was listening to a recording by Brian Scott on YouTube, and
yeah.
The lights went off when I heard it, but he was talking about connecting with your higher self, or a power greater than yourself, your higher power of your own understanding, let's say. And he said that you can do that in deep states of meditation alone, but when you are doing it in the context of a group setting, he called it the field. The field is so much stronger. And I got to thinking, that's exactly what we're doing with this mastermind. You know, a lot of people think the mastermind is only people coming together, which it is. That's a big part of it. But when we come together, according to Napoleon Hill, we invite a higher mind to commune with us. And we have a spiritual mastermind joining us along with the physical mastermind. And, that reminded me, I was meditating on that just about 45 minutes before the call, and it just reminded me, I need to remember to hop on the call today. And for the first time in my life, as I was reading The Major Definite Purpose, I was almost coming to tears. And for me, that is rare. But, I mean, I could actually feel that spiritual mastermind. And so, yeah, that's one of the beauties of coming together, even just by phone, is that we can avail ourselves to this higher power, call it whatever you will, but you can avail yourself to this mastermind and tap into that field at its strongest point. So that's all I got to share, but thanks, Albie. Thank you.
Man, that was powerful. Ah, we got to write a book about that one, too. We could put all these insights inside of a book all on its own. Yeah, that's really great. That's really, really, really great. Great, Ralph. To be able to to realize that all of us coming together actually invokes a spiritual mastermind. You know, the creator being there, you know, with us, that's wow. Oh, my gosh, that's a whole nother level. That's some awesome stuff. Okay. Wanda! Good morning, Wanda.
Good morning,
how are you doing?
My friend. I can't wait to sit around a campfire with you in Missouri. It is just going to be incredible. I'll look forward to it. Like
absolutely.
When we're talking about, you know, taking that vacation, you know. My vacation, guys, is that event. That's my vacation. But I go there, and I always take an extra week for me after that event. Because we need a time to unwind, you know. We work so hard in the grind. It's just good to take some time for you, you know. So I kind of planned it at that time. And then I was thinking about when he was talking about the spirit. When two or more come together in harmony and cooperation, that's where the spirit appears. He's here right now, like Mama Elizabeth says. The I am presence is always with you. I was thinking about, you know, I'm always thinking about that auto suggestion because I do it twice a day. And then when I heard you say, someone say that it made you cry. When your why makes you cry, you're on the money because that means you're doing something right, you know. And I heard that from a mentor one time. So just keep plugging in. Keep showing up. This call is just to, for you to get 1% better today in your body, in your mind, in your spirit. And the last thing is I want to say is that, you know, one thing I've been a little off on is, you know, going back to the gym. Since I've been working, you know, this it's been really crazy, the hours. You know, two-hour travel time, guys, by the time you get up in the morning, you get to work, and you get home, and then you put your day in. But I make it a point, even though I do that, guys, to make sure that I show up online, to make sure I provide value to the marketplace, and to make sure I plug in this call, you know. So it's just, even though you're working, you can still make time to fit this in. A lot of times I'll get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I'll jump on a call at 5 o'clock before I go to work with some girls that my mastermind girls. My work's all done by 6 o'clock, and I'm out the door, and I'm going to go pull a 10-hour shift. So I'm just saying, if it's possible for me, it's possible for you. Yeah, and a lot of us have to work while we're earning our freedom. I didn't join this group, right, because I wanted to make money. I joined this, right, because I wanted to be a better me. I wanted to find out who Wanda was, what she was good at, what made her tick. So just remember, if you're new, and don't feel like you're lost, stick in there, keep showing up, and coming back. So I love you. I appreciate you. As always, do something good for somebody else in the space. I know, and they can't repay you. You guys are all amazing. I love you dearly, my Hollywood squares.
Oh man, Wanda, that was awesome. You know, it's almost like you need to replay this like 3 times just to get suck out all the value that's in this call. It's just so much value. You could just, every person that comes on here, man, you could write a books about all this information that's going on in here. And Gail was right, you know, like there's so much inspiration in here, there's so much content in here. You'd have your whole day planned as far as content if you wanted it. So yeah, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I really, really appreciate you, Wanda, coming out this morning and being a part of this. And you know, it's really true that you know, your freedom has to be fought for. You know, financial freedom. You know, working a job and that whole thing. It's like you just don't suddenly, you know, come out like be free overnight. I mean, maybe your attitude can be free overnight, but you may not be free from the job. You may not be free from this or free from that. And that's why we're on this call. And I love what you said about that 1%, you know, coming on, just change that 1% a little bit and what value that does. And one last thing that I wanted to share with you guys was that, you know, this call, the enthusiasm, it really, you know, a lot of times people come on this call, whether they're coming on this call to make money or whether they're working on themselves, like you just said, Wanda, you know, being your superpower, being yourself really pulls out everything, you know, because it allows you to become a better person. And also, I've realized that enthusiasm skyrocketed my business as well. And it really can. So your superpower has a lot to do with, you know, if you're selling something that you don't believe in and you sell and you're not, it's not part of your superpower, you might, I don't know if that's a really great idea. That's why you really want to believe, you really want whatever you're selling to be part of you, who you really are, that it just kind of falls out from you. And I think that's such an awesome thing. All right, I'm taking up way too much time here. We got 5 minutes still. That means one or two more people coming out. So come on out. Press star 6. You guys are awesome. Five more minutes.
What's up, Albie?
Hey, is this Paul?
This is Paul. How's it going, man?
Paul, the inspiration for it all.
I don't know about that, but thank you.
Well,
I appreciate that.
Inspiration for the call.
Yeah, there you go. Paul, inspiration for the call. Yes, that's probably legit. Yeah, I appreciate the call. Love hearing everybody's voices and feeling the hearts and sensing the direction that everybody's pointed in, which seems to be higher, you know, a higher direction. We're looking for higher connection, higher, you know, success, higher contribution. And it's just an amazing place to be, you know, surrounded by people like that. So kudos to everyone here. Appreciate you guys. Yeah, the one contribution I wanted to make is just a thought that I was having as I was working on something. You know, online, one thing that a lot of people want is traffic, you know, like, where's the traffic? How can I get more traffic? And you know, affiliate marketing, that's kind of the thing. In network marketing, it's leads. They're both the same thing. It's just different language, right? Network marketers want leads. Affiliate marketers want traffic. And so, you know, we do some work with striving to help people with those two things. And as I was preparing something that I'm working on, this line came to me that I think is true and profound, but often missed around those two conversations. And that is, marketing is way more about trust than it is about sales. And, you know, this book of the month that we're reading, the Seth Godin book, he talks about marketing, and he says it used to be that you could just, you know, throw up ads by ad spend, you know, and get a bunch of traffic and sales. You could throw out a hypey message, an exciting message, and that would work. But what he said, and I think this is true, is that the market has totally shifted, and now it's about trust, and it's about service. And it's about delivering something that can actually help somebody way more than it is about anything else. And I think if more of us could have the shift of making our goal trust rather than traffic and leads, what ends up happening is the traffic and the leads come and they convert. They buy things that we recommend because they trust us. So I think the goal really should be trust. How are we building trust in the marketplace? Are we showing up consistently? Are we keeping our word? When we give a recommendation or an invitation, do people find what we say they're going to find when they follow our invitation? Do we do that consistently over time? Are we leading by example? Are we doing the thing that we're inviting others to do? Are we generating some results we can share with others? Because really, we probably should be. If we're doing the thing consistently, there should be some results, and that builds trust. So anyway, just wanted to share that food for thought, and I appreciate you guys. Have a great day.
Oh, Paul, that was awesome, man. So true. Wow. You know, sometimes you get so locked into your business and what you're doing, and you forget some of the core founding principles that can change your life. And that whole thing about, you know, lead by example, that's really true, man. It's like, you know, a lot of times people, they complain about, you know, their, you know, that their leads aren't all that great. And, you know, it's definitely worth taking a shot of saying to yourself, well, you know, maybe those leads are looking at you and wondering, you know, maybe you're not the leader maybe you're not leading by example, and maybe that's why they're not so great, right? So that's really, really, really true. So let's be an example, be that light, be that enthusiasm. And I like what Minister Christian says, you know, be the change you want other, you know, you want the world that to be. I forget exactly how he says it, but if you're there, Minister Christian, come on out too. It's
Oh yeah, I've been listening to you, Albie, and I switched it up for 2026. Is be the change you were designed and meant to be. Follow your mission. Have the courage to do the thing. Be the change you are here to be right now. Oh yeah.
That's awesome, Minister Christian. Thanks for putting the honey on the bun or whatever. Whatever you and Paul were talking about yesterday, putting the honey on the bun.
Hey, LB.
Hey, Booker.
Just real quick. I was driving down the road, and I just seen a one of those billboard signs. It said, this isn't traffic. It's an audience.
There's an audience. Yes, yes. That fits right into it, Booker. Thank you so much. Well, you guys, it's the end of the call. It's the top of the hour, and it's going to be a great day, and don't forget to take that enthusiasm and make this a beautiful day. You know, I always say that love, I'm in his love. I'm in the power. I'm in God's power. I'm in his riches. I'm in his life, right? And, you know, that hypochondriac, you know, you want to be inside of God's life, because inside of his life is health. And those things, you know, find something to be enthusiastic about, and those things make me enthusiastic. Love, health, the life, the power of God, the riches of God. You are in all those things, and your faith, if you step out in faith, that is how enthusiasm starts. So thank you, Mr. Christian, for being the honey on the bun. And thank you, Paul, and thank you. Let's see here. I want to go back here and say thank you to everyone. Thank you, Wanda. Thank you, Booker. Gail, can't wait to hear you tomorrow. And Ralph, you're awesome. Thank you for all your service this morning. And, of course, we can't forget Lori Sue for making sure this call happens today. And we appreciate you all. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Have a great day.
Thank you so much, Lori. Love you, love you.
Awesome.
Great call.
Thanks,
love
guys.
You, family.
Have a great day.
Love you.
You
too.
Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you.
How do you make dreams come true?
It takes faith to make your dreams come true. Life has something special right here for you. Everything has a season, a reason to grow. So don't be discouraged by your obstacles. Never give up. Go right to be happy.
For your dreams.
Never give up.
Thank you.
We all are meant to be.
Have a great day, Booker.
Things will always come to get us down, and it only gets worse when we start to frown. Let's keep hope alive in our hearts. Smile with gratitude, that's when the magic starts. Never give up your right to be happy. Never give up. Be all you are meant to be. Never give up. No right to be happy. Never give up. It's your life for eternity.
Keep shining your light.
Never be defeated, even if you are mistreated. Stand your ground right where you are. Don't give up on your dreams, no matter how hard it seems. move forward and follow your heart. Follow your heart. Never give up your right to be happy. Never give up. Be all you are meant to be. I'll never give up my right.